I do never want to play this again, but it's good.
It's so stressful.
It is stressful. Yeah.
2004.
It's in Argentina, Uruguay, Suriname, and Ecuador.
This is Spinal Tap.
This is 16-16.
You're giving them all these questions.
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. This is episode 3 of season 3, and we have 4 players returning from previous episodes. There will be an animal theme to this quiz, so they have team names for animals. So the first team, the Tigers, we're welcoming back Tejas and Kuba. How are you guys?
Fabulous.
Great.
Excellent stuff. And then the other team will be the Badgers, welcoming back Pete and Joel. How are you guys?
Very good.
Also very good.
Okay, so this will be coming out in March. So what are you guys looking forward to in springtime? What do you look forward to in spring every year?
The beer gardens open.
That's a very good point, actually, yeah. Especially in Prague.
Probably just being able to go out without worrying about the freezing cold.
Cats in heat.
Cats in heat. Not a big concern.
I'm not a big fan of spring. It's muddy. And my allergies jump in, but it makes my wife very happy. Spring makes my wife very happy, so that makes me happy.
Happy wife, happy life. Anyway, everyone ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start with round one, back and forth. Each team gets 5 individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, -2 points for a wrong answer, but they can pass it to the other team. They won't lose any points, and the other team can answer for 1 risk-free point. So here we go. Question 1 to the Tigers. In the TV show South Park, which character always gets killed?
Kenny.
Correct. 2 points. And to the Badgers, which South Park character is known for his foul mouth and bigoted views?
It's Cartman.
It is Cartman. 2 points. Okay, question number 2 for the Tigers. I need 2 answers for the point on this. What are the flag carrier airlines of Australia and Spain?
Yeah.
And Spain.
Flag carrier airlines of
this.
Australia and Spain.
Yep. I agree.
For Australia, it's Qantas.
Yep.
And for Spain, it's Iberia.
Correct. Well done. And the Badgers, what are the flag carrier airlines of Germany and Ireland? Germany and Ireland, the flag carrier airlines.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Lufthansa for Germany and Aer Lingus for Ireland.
You are correct. Well done, Aer Lingus and Lufthansa. Question number 3, Tigers. In music, who let the dogs out? In music, who let the dogs out?
I'm happy to pass.
We'll pass. Yeah.
You're going to pass it. Okay, Badgers, for 1 point, who let the dogs out?
It's the Venga Boys.
I have no idea.
It's risk-free anyway.
So, Venga Boys?
No, it was the Baja Men.
Oh, okay.
Let the dogs out.
It was the men, not the boys.
Yeah. And Badgers, question 3 to you. In music, who asked, are you going to go my way? Who asked, are you going to go my way?
I know this.
Good.
Lenny Kravitz.
It is Lenny Kravitz. 2 points to the Badgers. Okay, question number 4. And I'm looking for the names of countries, just the regular known names, just the regular names, excluding titles like Kingdom of and stuff like that. Okay, so Tigers, question 4 to you. Alphabetically, which is the first country in Europe that has a monarchy? Alphabetically, the first country in Europe which has a monarchy.
So this is a
regular name, excluding things like Republic of, or, well, it wouldn't be a republic with a monarchy.
I'm not sure
this has
a monarchy.
Okay,
because I know this is a monarchy for sure.
Yeah, I will try it, but
it's tricky.
It's really tricky. Is it worth losing 2 points?
Yes. You should do it.
What's the clock down to?
The clock. Can't really talk about timepiece.
I don't think we'll figure it out.
Says the guy who squandered 15 minutes.
It's a bit of a
man,
we've got to speed things up somehow.
So you would risk this, or should we just go with this? I feel like this is a safe answer, but this I'm not sure.
Well, safe. I mean, one of them is correct and one of them isn't. So I guess they're both equally unsafe. But I would probably, like 51%, I would go here.
Okay.
But should we risk it for the biscuit? We're not going to pass, right?
Because they'll get it for sure. I mean, actually, it's risky for them, so they might get don't lose any points. So you want to go for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
Andorra.
You went with the 51% and you were right too. You are correct.
Yeah.
2 points. Okay, question 4 to the Badgers. Again, alphabetically, monarchies alphabetically, the last country to have a monarchy?
The United Kingdom, Luke.
You are incorrect. Minus 2 points, it's Vatican City.
Wait, that's
counted as a monarchy, yeah.
No.
Yeah, according to Wikipedia, counted as a monarchy.
Come on.
So both were kind of like...
It has to be from father to son. There's no monarchy there.
It's classified as a monarchy. Yeah.
Bit questionable.
They vote on their route who's the next pope.
I didn't write Wikipedia.
They come from all over the world to vote.
You might have, for all we know.
Pardon?
We might have written Wikipedia.
Yeah. No,
I actually
got blocked a couple of times from sandboxing on Wikipedia way back when.
That is horrible.
Sorry about that. Question number 5 to the Tigers. As of today, February 24th, 2024, who are the current NBA champions in basketball in the US? The current NBA champions.
Is it the Denver Nuggets?
You are correct. 2 points. And last question of the round to the Badgers. As of today, February 24th, 2024, the current MLB champions, current baseball champions in the MLB. You guys could do with these points.
Yeah, we need them. Man, we'll get it. It's.
I also have a feeling if you pass it, I think they know.
Mm-hmm. Or do we?
I'm pretty sure I heard Tate ask whisper to you, so I'm pretty sure you know.
No, he actually knows. I had the wrong answer.
Okay.
I think the answer is Vatican City. The king of Vatican City. All right, we're gonna jump right in. I said this right.
You're gonna go for it,
right?
Yeah.
Astros.
The Houston Astros. Yep. Incorrect. It was the Texas Rangers.
Oh,
Rangers.
The Texas team.
If only you had an American on your team.
Yeah.
Or somebody from Texas.
Or if only baseball was in any way interesting.
So at the end of round one, the Tigers picked up 8 points, and the Badgers picked up 2. So 6 point difference, but still plenty of points to play for. So we move into round number 2, which is called same as. The teams get the same 5 questions, they write the answers down. If they're both correct, they get 1 point. If only one team is correct, that team gets 2 points. And this same as has an animal theme. So question number 1, which animal is the largest land carnivore? Which animal is the largest land carnivore?
I'm not an animal guy.
Would it be this?
Okay, question number 2. What animal is associated with the NFL team from Baltimore?
Oh.
Yeah.
The football team from Baltimore. What animal is associated with it?
Yeah. The NFL team?
Yeah.
NFL,
oh, yeah. Okay, I didn't know that.
Question number 3. Which bird lays the smallest eggs? Which bird lays the smallest eggs? They also make the smallest nests, apparently. But which bird lays the smallest eggs? You don't need to be super specific. Yeah, one word answer is fine. Okay, question number 4. What is the national animal of Scotland? What's the national animal of Scotland?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Okay, question number 5, last question of the round. The collective noun of which animal is known as a tower? The collective noun of which animal is tower? A tower of what?
Why not? These are so unpredictable.
Yeah.
So might as well.
Are there any answers?
Could be correct.
Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so let's get to the answers for round 2. So, tigers, which animal is the largest land carnivore, you said?
It's a tiger.
Tiger, and you guys?
Polar bear.
It is polar bear.
Forgot about bears.
Correct. Badgers, you needed those 2 points.
Yeah, good.
Sorry. Badgers, what animal is associated with the NFL team from Baltimore?
Ravens.
And you guys?
Ravens, we said Ravens.
Okay, well, that's a point and a point. Well done. Tigers, which bird lays the smallest eggs?
The hummingbird.
And you guys said?
Hummingbird.
You are both correct. That's a point and a point. Specifically, the bee hummingbird. As if they're not small enough anyway to get a bee put in front of it. Badgers, national animal of Scotland?
Unicorn.
And tigers?
Unicorn.
Point and a point. And finally, tigers, the collective noun of which creature is tower, you said?
Giraffe.
And you guys said?
Same.
You are both correct.
Wow.
It's a giraffe, yeah. So at the end of that round, the Tigers picked up 4, but the Badgers picked up 6, so they clawed back a couple of points. Tigers now on 12, Badgers on 8.
Let's call it a Catholic 10.
So we move on to round number three, which is called Smack My List Up. Teams are given a category with multiple answers. They have 2 minutes to choose 10 answers out of 16. They write the answers down and we go through the list. If they both have the same answer, they get 1 point if it's correct, and if only one team has a correct answer, they get 2 points. So 2 minutes, everyone ready? Mm-hmm. So name 10 of the 16 most populous countries in the world. 10 of the 16 most populous countries in the world. Hi, this is Luke from The Inquisition. Just want to say thank you for listening. We're all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks. So please subscribe wherever you get your podcast from, and if you could leave a 5-star review, that would be fantastic. If you'd like to contact us, we're on Instagram and Facebook, or email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com, Inquisition spelled with a Z. Also, feel free to please send in some questions to confuse our contestants. Okay, let's get back to the show.
Be number 10.
Because yeah. I can't...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, guys, hands down.
That's bigger.
So, let's go start going. Badgers, give me one of your countries.
China.
No, we're Badgers.
Oh, sorry.
China.
China. Yeah. You both have China?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, that's a point to the point. Tigers?
India.
You guys have India too?
Yes.
Yeah, point and a point. Badgers?
USA.
Do you have USA?
Yeah.
Point and a point. It's going to be tight, I think. Tigers?
Brazil.
Do you guys have Brazil?
No.
Okay, 2 points for Brazil.
It doesn't have to be the top 10. It doesn't have to be the top 10.
Okay. Tiger, Badgers?
Indonesia.
Do you guys have Indonesia?
We do, yeah.
Okay, point and a point. Tigers?
Bangladesh.
Do you have Bangladesh?
Yes.
Okay, that's a point and a point. Badgers?
Pakistan.
Do you guys have Pakistan?
Yes.
Point and a point. Tigers?
Russia.
Russia. Do you guys have Russia?
Yes.
Point and a point. Oh, this is very close. Badgers?
Nigeria.
Do you guys have Nigeria?
Yeah.
Point and a point.
Wow.
Tigers?
Ethiopia.
Do you guys have Ethiopia?
No.
2 points there. Ooh, interesting.
Really? Why?
Yeah, Ethiopia's in there.
No, but why did they get two?
Because you didn't have Ethiopia.
Yeah, yeah, but we...
But
we
you
have...
get another go. Yeah, so
yeah, yeah, don't worry. We'll go through. Badgers?
Japan.
Japan. Do you guys have Japan?
No.
Okay, 2 points to the Badgers. Anything else? Tigers, let's finish off your list.
I think we've covered all of them.
And is there any that we haven't covered for yours?
We had Vietnam.
You have Vietnam, and that is 2 points. So
we tied 3-4.
So at the end of a very tight round, each team picked up 12, so the Tigers are now on 24, Badgers are on 20. The 16 countries, China, India, USA, Indonesia, Pakistan, Nigeria, Brazil, Bangladesh, Russia, which you all said, Mexico, Japan, as you said, Philippines, Ethiopia, Egypt, Vietnam, and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
We had all good guesses.
So
it's Egypt and...
Okay, let's move on to round number 4, which is close enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they each get 2 points and a bonus 3rd point if they get it bang on. So question number 1, everyone. In what year did the TV show South Park debut? In what year did South Park first come out?
Something like this.
I haven't seen it, so yeah.
Okay.
Okay, question number 2. I'm sure you guys, some of you know the song It's a Long Way to Tipperary.
Nope.
Okay, it's a long way to Tipperary. I can't remember the words.
No, could you sing a little more?
I really can't.
Oh, come on.
It's an old, I think, old kind of soldier song. But
yeah.
It's a long way to Tipperary. Tipperary is in the southern central part of Ireland. So how far is it from Dublin City to Tipperary town in kilometres? This is based on the shortest walking distance on Google.
Walking distance.
Yeah. From Dublin City to Tipperary town, which is in the south central part of Ireland. How far in kilometres? It's a long way to Tipperary.
Oh, but I have.
It's a long
maybe.
Way to
oh, maybe I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm terrible with distance.
It's
going to be smaller than
sure.
More than
so especially because so he said it's halfway between.
If it's walking, so it's quite short.
It's like halfway down the coast, he said.
No, it's
okay, question number 3. There are 2 answers for this, so I'll do the points accordingly. I'm looking for the longest ski jumping records for male and female to the nearest meter. Mm. Longest male and longest female ski jumping records.
Is it long?
Okay, question number four. At about 2,500,000 square kilometers, the Mediterranean Sea represents what percentage of global ocean surface area to the nearest percent? At about 2.5 million square kilometers, the Mediterranean Sea represents what percentage of global ocean surface area to the nearest percent?
Like maybe.
Okay, so we'll move on to question five, last question of the round. You have a very strict 10 seconds to write this down. So, everyone ready? How many US presidents served in the 20th century since World War II ended? Go. How many US presidents served in the 20th century since World War II ended? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands down.
Since World War II ended?
That's a bit of a
in
guess.
The 20th century?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, just in
the 20th only.
Oh, we all screwed
no.
that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to the answers. Tigers, what year did South Park debut? You said?
1994.
And you guys, Badgers?
97.
You are bang on, it is 1997.
Wow. That's a bonus
three
point
points.
For being on, yeah?
Yeah, 3 points. Badgers, how long from Dublin City to Tipperary Town in Ireland? In kilometres, you said?
250.
250, and you guys said?
145.
It's 175, so 2 points to the Tigers. Tigers, longest ski jumps. What's the male record to the nearest meter you guys said?
231.
231 and Badgers?
200.
200. Correct answer is 253.5 by Stefan Kraft from Austria. So that's 2 points to the Tigers. Okay, and Badgers, the female record, what did you say?
160.
And you guys said?
160
as well.
Okay, so you'll both get the 2 points. It's 226 meters by Emma Klinets from Slovenia.
Wow.
Okay, Badgers, at about 2.5 million square kilometers, the Mediterranean Sea represents what percentage of global ocean surface? You guys said?
1%.
You said one, and you guys said?
Two.
It is 1%. So another bang on for the Badgers. It's actually 0.7, so round it up. It's just a drop in the ocean. I actually wrote that joke in here, but I was writing it. And finally, question five, Tigers, how many US presidents served in the 20th century since World War II ended? You said?
13.
And you guys said?
12.
It's 10. Wow. Truman to Clinton, so 2 points to the Badgers.
Damn it.
So at the end of that round, the Tigers picked up 6 and the Badgers picked up 10. That means it's all square 30-30 with 2 rounds to go. Oh. Okay, we move on to round number 5, which is called Letters Spray. The teams go back and forth on a topic. The next player's answer must begin with the last letter of the previous answer. You have about 10 seconds to answer. No repeats. Players play individually, so no conferring, no writing answers down. The team with the lowest score goes first, but as they are tied, we just agreed off air that Badgers will go first, then Tigers, Badgers, Tigers, back and forth. Players can use their knowledge of the topic to try to think of words with difficult ending letters to upset their opponents. At the start and after a player drops out, I will give an opening prompt letter. First player out gets 1 point, second gets 3 points, third out gets 5 points, last player standing gets 7 points. For example, if it was food, you could say apple, then E for egg, G for grapefruit, T for tomato. Everyone clear?
Yes.
Everyone
yes.
ready to go?
Yeah.
So we'll go Joel, Tejas, Pete, Kuba. The opening prompt is the letter A. And I'm only looking for top level general names, not very specific, if that makes sense. So your topic is land animals. Joel.
Aardvark.
Aardvark. Tejas. K.
Koala bear.
Koala bear. Pete, R.
Rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros. S to Kuba.
Oh, that's pressure. That's terrible.
I know, that's what I was hoping for. Three.
That's terrible.
Two, one, ding ding. Okay, Kuba is knocked out.
So bad.
This is not looking good.
So I'm on S.
I will give another letter prompt. Sorry, go. Okay, so we're going to restart with another letter prompt. Kuba does get that 1 point, though.
You got a point.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice. I love it.
And it's back to Joel again. Your same land animals. R.
Okay.
Remember, no repeats.
Uh-huh.
From anything
R,
previously.
Reindeer.
Reindeer. R to Tejax.
Raccoon.
N to Pete.
N.
Five, four, three, two, one. Ding, ding. Okay, Pete's out, but you get your 3 points.
Thank God.
This time.
What's N?
It's very difficult, isn't it?
It's terrible.
I cannot.
Yeah, N is tricky, yeah.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, me neither.
But okay, this is just hypothetical. Actually, no, I think I'll keep it for later. if it comes up again, then maybe I can try it then, yeah.
Okay, so we're kind of down to the final. Who will take the 5 points? Who will take the 7 points? This time it will start with Tejas. Again, no repeats. Your opening prompt letter is G.
Shit. You said land.
Land animals, yeah.
Shit. Goat.
Goat. T.
Yeah.
Goat. T. Okay, so T would be terrapin.
Terrapin. N.
night owl.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
Night. That's not a type of owl. Night
is
owl.
It not?
No.
Okay.
You can,
no, okay,
you can, I think it is. You can.
It's not land, really, is it?
I think all.
It lives in a tree.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think all owls are night owls.
Yeah.
Do you want to check if it's a real thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's something called people.
So a night owl may refer to an owl, but I kind of think we should not.
Okay.
Probably. Oh, man. Okay, I'm gonna say yeah. Okay, we will not accept night owl. So, Tejas, you do get the 5 points, and that means Joel gets the 7. That's it.
Brilliant to go back to the end.
So at the end of that round, the Tigers picked up 6. They're on 36. The Badgers picked up 10. They are now on 40 going into the final round.
Yes.
So we move on to round number 6, which is grab the animal. You'll need to either shout out tiger or badger before you answer. No conferring, so whoever shouts out must answer. If you whisper the answer, I will not accept it and it will go to the other team. You'll get 11 questions and 2 points for a correct answer. If it takes too long, I'll pass it back to the other team and we can go back and forth if no one's correct and no minus points. Okay, so question 1. Which fruit is on top to describe something that is the best? Which fruit is on top to describe something that's the best? Badgers?
Oh, cherry.
Cherry, 2 points. Losers are often said to eat humble what?
Pie.
Cherry.
Oh.
Badger.
Badger.
What?
Pie.
Correct, 2 points.
I thought you said tiger.
Excluding proper nouns, name any English word ending with the letter B.
Badger.
Yep.
Stab.
Correct, 2 points. Question number 4. Which literary character said, please sir, can I have some more?
Badger.
Yep.
Oliver Twist.
Correct. 2 points to the Badgers. Question number 5. In the South Park movie, the devil was in a relationship with which former
tiger.
Dictator? Yep.
Saddam Hussein.
It is 2 points to the Tigers. Question number 6. Which sea creature is often consumed with Guinness?
Tiger.
Yep.
Oysters.
Correct. 2 points to the Tigers. Question number 7. How many legs do 4 ostriches have?
Badger.
Yep.
8.
Correct. 2 points. Question number 8. What is the collective noun for giraffes?
Tiger.
Tiger.
Who's Tau? Tau, yeah.
Tower, yes. Well done. Question number 9. Which TV show beginning in 2002 was set in Baltimore?
Badger.
Tiger.
Badger.
The Wire.
Correct. 2 points. Question number 10. Lenny Kravitz played the role of Cena in which film
Badger.
Series? Yep.
Oh gosh, the girl, shouting girl.
Okay.
Hunger Games.
Again?
Hunger Games.
Correct. 2 points. Question number 11. Which country is home to most of the Earth's polar bears?
Badger.
Yep.
Canada.
Correct. 2 points.
Oh, man. You were
that
active,
was,
dude.
That was
so
abysmal.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't actually know a lot of those questions, which makes me feel better.
Yeah,
but
I didn't either.
Yeah. Well done, Joel.
Side of humble pie.
You.
You were right.
Are you still a bit shell shocked after?
I am.
So at the end of that round and at the end of the quiz, Tigers picked up 6. They're on 42. Badgers picked up 16. That puts them on 56. Great finish there, guys. So Tejas and Kuba, the Tigers, thank you for taking part. Commiserations. It was looking good for a while there, but Just a bit of shell shock kicking in at the end, but thank you for coming. And Badgers, Pete and Joel, thank you very much for taking part. Well done, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
So thanks, everyone, for listening. The Inquisition will be back in 2 weeks. And if you want to send in any questions to us by email, I'd love to get some and do a round on listeners' questions. Otherwise, take care and see you soon. Bye-bye.
2004.
It's in Argentina, Uruguay, Suriname, and Ecuador.
This is Spinal Tap.
This is 1616.
You're giving them all these questions.
The Inquisition.
I can see Kuba's face drop when I said in music.
Are you talking in the lyrics or who sang the song?
The name of the song, yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
Yes. So you're asking who sings the song?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Not the answer to the question.
No, no. Okay. I mean, I just thought it sounded funny to say that.
I don't know this.
Or it's not going to be like the
China.
The democratic monarchy of... As if it was a fucking whatever.
Yeah, we apologize to the listeners in Azerbaijan fucking...
What's your opinion on American football, Joel? Better than baseball?
I mean, much better than baseball.
Okay.
Did you actually know that, or the giraffe?
We just guessed.
Yeah.
I should have given you either less time or asked you to name all 16. Because I don't know, it's probably not challenging enough for you guys.
Or top 10, just like the top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the leeway was maybe...
Yeah, exactly, like having that extra...
Yeah. Yeah.
I was fine with it.
Yeah.
We like nailing the question completely.
I think it starts with a K. It's a night owl.
Yeah, that's a spelling mistake.
But then
Newt.
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 Natterjack Toad, but that would really be Toad.
Yeah.
I said not Toad. How do you think it works as a round?
I never want to play this again, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's so stressful.
It is stressful.
I think you were just wrong-footed. You're going to be ready next time.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think it's
right?
It's not in the next episode today, anyway.
Snake now, I thought. Snail.
Yeah.
The listeners will go crazy listening to this.
Idiots!
As long as they know it's you and not me.
So we move on to round.
Badger.